Do we have any information that would suggest that we might have deterioration of cardiac function after the trastuzumab has been completed?
Actually, we have evidence that somewhat points in the opposite direction. And what was presented was the cumulative hazard of developing congestive heart failure over time. It was 4% in the combined NSABP intergroup study. It was 4% at 3 years of follow-up. Most of that 4% occurred within the year of actual trastuzumab treatment. There was some that occurred afterwards. It didn't appear to be, however, accelerating. In other words, it seemed to be asymptoting out toward a 4% value. Now, whether or not that will hold up over time, I suspect that there will be more cardiac toxicity. What we know from powerful anthracycline-based regimens is that they probably cause an excess of congestive heart failure of somewhere around 0.5% to 1%. And I wouldn't be surprised if trastuzumab doubled that to a level of maybe 1% to 2%. If that's the case, then there may be some patients for whom that risk will outweigh the potential benefit. Although I would like to point out that in the intergroup study of 3,000 patients, that there has been only one cardiac death so far, and that cardiac death was in the control arm.